other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just got Ray McGovern's perspective on what's happening in the Middle East with Syria. All I know is I don't look at the world in a Machiavellian way. That's what ends up wrecking societies. It works for a while, but it's cheating. Of playing groups off against each other and bringing somebody down so you're bigger. Sure, if somebody attacks you first, then you have a right to defend yourself. And if Syria really ever attacked Israel, well, then Israel could take out that government. But they're not. That's a government modernizing and trying to work with people, just like Gaddafi and just like Egypt. Egypt was best buddies with Israel. And then the federal government and the State Department went in there and tried to finance the takeover by the radical Muslims of that area. And I agree with Ray McGovern on a lot of what he was saying. I'm out of time with him, but I just want to be able to point out that there's more to this than just Israel. And, you know, the numbskulls out there that just obsess over Israel all day and claim that I, you know, am like covering up for Israel. I had Ray McGovern on to say all that. I'm against the Syrian war. We're breaking the big news stories that have helped stop it. We're a big part of this, recognized. But I think it's important to also look at all the other interests. It's like if there's nine guys that rob a bank and everybody, you know, dislikes one particular bank robber more, are we going to not look at the other eight bank robbers? I mean, if Israel disappeared tomorrow, you're still going to have Saudi Arabia funding al-Qaeda to take over the Middle East. You're still going to have a federal government that is going to let al-Qaeda come in and attack us so they can grandstand and take our rights. You understand that? The communist Chinese are over there in China doing horrible stuff. They don't need any help from Israel. All these other groups, I mean, humans just do the same stuff. And I oppose tyranny regardless of where it comes from, and I have the moral high ground. And the reason I harp on this is you see how they use political correctness, balkanization, division as a way to control us all. So that we're, well, I'm an Israeli, well, I'm a Syrian, well, I'm a German, I'm an American, I'm a whatever. Well, I don't, you know, I'm a Sunni, so I'm going to support the takeover of Syria. Because it's a secular government made up of a coalition of Sunnis, Shiites, Alawites, Jews, Christians, you name it. And so you're going to start a war, a civil war, bring troops in, wreck them, stage chemical attacks, try to give half the country to al-Qaeda, and the other half to a collection of other groups, wreck it, give Turkey a slice, give Israel a slice, and then break what's left up in a couple pieces. I mean, that's outrageously immoral and wrong. And if the ADL wants to say I'm anti-Semitic, go ahead. I mean, it's a crazy land. And I think that's what the American people have finally come to the point of. But at the same time, the frustration is that there's more parties to this. And if we just sit there and always blame Israel for everything, it becomes a cop-out, ladies and gentlemen. Just like black folks that don't want to go get a job blaming on white people, or white folks that don't want to go get a job blaming on Mexicans, or, you know, I mean, you hear it all, ladies and gentlemen. And the world is really a complex situation. And I'm trying to put out a nuanced thought process that I've studied from history that can really bring us together and unify us around private property, family, due process, and honoring science and technology and uplifting the human spirit and beauty and art. And that's really what I support. I'm a fan of humanity. I'm a fan of our potential. And I want to see everybody live in peace. Black, white, Jewish, German, Chinese, Latin American. I want to see real freedom.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking up on InfoWars.com, DHS to test face scanning cameras at Tri-City hockey game. That's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the U.S. That's, by the way, in Reuters and London Telegraph. But we go forward to point out he just so also happens to be the head of Al-Qaeda being armed by NATO out of Jordan on record. That's how dumb they think you are. They launch the attacks. They run Al-Qaeda. They are the criminal occupational government that runs this country. And they are a consortium of corporate boards, if you really study it, that meet at the North American Union meetings that have been leaked and declassified. And you'll have all these different interests, the leaders of each country, a bunch of corporate heads, and it's like Bilderberg or Davos, and they sit there and decide what they're going to do. The problem is our own military said they won't follow the orders. Even General Dempsey, who I've been critical of, it's been confirmed, told Obama, this is insane. We have intel. The Russians are going to fight us. You ready to start World War III, bud? Because the military all knows they're arming Al-Qaeda. They followed those orders. They all know they're murdering the Christians in mass, and 2 million have fled. Look it up. 2 million have fled Syria. That's Associated Press. Mainly Christians, and they're smart. They'll get their heads chopped off. Turkey's trying to not let him get out. Jordan's trying to not let him get out. Israel's trying to not let him get out. I mean, that is vicious. And Christian churches all across this country won't even criticize it. Because if Christians need to have their heads cut off by Al-Qaeda so we can have the Sunnis and Shiites kill each other, well, that's just the way it is. It is unbelievably immoral. But here's this article out of Live Science. Drivers' identities verified by brainwaves, and auto companies are moving towards a brainwave biometric fingerprint to open and start your car. You think thumbprinting and the new iPhones where they're going to stop? In 2002, at five U.S. airports, this was CBS News, they were testing passive MRI brain scanners. Do you have any idea how powerful that is? Passive MRI brain scanners were already in the airports. I mean, that's why the elite are on such power trips. They've already GMO'd all the food to manipulate our genetics on record. They've got to get control of the world. They can't have any country you can run to, Russia, Syria, any of it. Whether those countries are good or bad, because it's world government, folks, and you've got to be inoculated. You've got to be fluoridated. You've got to be soft-killed so you're weak and diseased and poisoned ahead of their master plan. Before I get to the attack on the press, I want to show TV viewers, radio listeners can just go to these headlines. This is from the Daily Mail. It is also in CNET News. That's CBS News puts that out. And it's also in an article we did before all of them back in July on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Professor, robots to patrol cities by 2040. What are these headlines that came out today? Killer robots and crippling cyber attacks. How the world is going to end, according to super brains such as Stephen Hawking, the physicist. An extremely accurate futurist. And then it goes into other top futurists saying the exact same thing. See, we've interviewed them. We've read their white papers. I concur with their analysis. We've probably interviewed, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 30 or 40 of these futurists, top ones over the years here on this show. In fact, I interviewed one of the top robotics experts that works with Kurzweil last night on the Nightly News, Roman Yompolsky. Now, we cover this, and what does the White House do to us? White House responded. They're very upset. They've taken out of context what I said, sandwiches together, and again, Media Matters doesn't matter, except that when they put something out, then Raw Story, Salon, all the other big fascists, I mean, they are fascist. I mean, I saw Salon on CNN last night promoting the war and how wonderful it was. I mean, it's just sick. One of their writers. But because they talk with a lisp, it's okay. I don't understand that. It's like, it says, here's Raw Story following the White House directive. Syrian diplomacy, a plot to extinguish humans so Obama and elitists can be cyborgs. And it got picked up, again, by a bunch of other publications. First, it came out from the White House run. I mean, a notepad's not a big deal either, but it gets picked up, so that's why it's important, is to see the propaganda. Alex Jones links Syrian weapons proposal to human extinction plot. Jones, globalist theory connects weapons inspectors to plans for replacing humans with new species of human-machine hybrids. I was just going off what they openly say. Now, I just showed you Stephen Hawking. He gets into all that and then says that will result in a giant robot war and kill everybody. Of course, I was quoting all those guys yesterday, too, in that full breakdown, but they can take that, try to make it sound weird. This is the same government-run media that tells you that the northern and southern ice caps are the smallest ever recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, NASA admits that it is the largest recorded since they had satellites in the 1950s. You can go to the Daily Mail. You can go to NASA. Here it is, right here. It shows the August 2012 ice cap, the August 2013 ice cap. This is the earliest closing in a very long time of the Northern Passage, where ships are normally able to go even into October or so through there. By August, it was already frozen shut. We're only the biggest icebreakers who go through the southern areas. Okay, now again, folks, this is how they lie to you, because I played it a few weeks ago. We have the clip. CNN said the ice cap's the smallest ever. The polar bears are all dying. Now, the polar bear numbers are up fivefold. Just look that up. Just type in polar bear numbers explode. It's all on record. They've exploded five times in northern Europe where they checked them. I think they said four times in Russia, and they admit in some areas as much as 10 times in North America. They don't have an actual number. They're all over the place. And that's because they restrict hunting of them a lot now, so they're running around like roaches, basically. I think it's a beautiful, cool animal, but, you know, now the new thing is, well, some are starving. Well, some have always starved, so the strongest survive. That's how this works. But see, they don't want us to be able to be on air and point all of this out. They don't want us on air pointing all the things that are being put into place here. They don't want the American people, the people of the world, to ever get into reality. And by the way, the public's smart. People can learn all about every automobile and be collectors. They can learn out about every conceivable thing that you can imagine, baseball scores, you name it. But they can't learn about the ice sheets. They can't learn about forms of government because, oh, that's boring. They make it boring. I bet the former head of the Department of Education on about this, the head of policy. They were there in the 80s saying, we're here to make this boring. We're here to dumb it down so that people never get the bug of to learn and become creative. And they've done it. They've got a bunch of unimaginative people who don't care about any of this. And so now they're demonizing anybody that points out what's really going on. You know, I say I'm glad that they're going to give up their WMDs so this war doesn't happen. But see, that still is damned if you don't, because it sets the precedent where then the West says, you've got to give your weapons up that are legal, and then they can come in and take everybody else's weapons on Earth until only the globalists have the weapons, and then they can come in and take over your country anyways when you don't have the weapons, like Iraq, and that's part of the global government plan, is to bring in the drones and bring in the automation so that then the military can't refuse the orders to attack. And the elite are delusional and believe they're going to merge with machines and live forever. And then I can quote Ray Kurzweil and all of them. And then they come out and say, Alex Jones made this up. Not Alex Jones showed you the megalomaniacal, power-tripping delusion. You know, I told you they were going to try to bring a fairness doctrine to the Internet. And that they were going to come in and try to restrict free speech. And I actually have a stack of news on that I haven't even gotten to yet. The announcement has been made that Verizon and others are saying the Internet is going to be pay-as-you-go. Well, that's agenda for Internet, too, always, is to phase out the old web and basically make it a toll road. You already paid for it over and over again with your connection and the rest of it. It's about the power structure grabbing it and making it a monopoly. That's what they always do. And that's Dianne Feinstein's gotten the bill passed out of the Senate committee to basically start going after and taxing and regulating and not letting you have journalistic sources, getting rid of the First Amendment for people that are not federally certified. And now they're announcing, oh, Federal Consumer Protection Bureau to monitor 80% of all credit card transactions. See, they're mainlining NSA spying. They're already doing that. But they're like, oh, now we're going to monitor all your credit card stuff for your safety. Now it's going to be the government contacting you. Now it's going to be the government contacting you, not the bank, about every time I go out of town and I bought dinner somewhere or a hotel, all of a sudden I go to buy and my credit card's turned off. They go, sir, sorry. So I take like three so that as the credit cards are turned off, I can go to the next one and then call the bank and give them 18 codes and all the rest of it. And then they're going to say, oh, biometrics is the answer. Oh, brain scanning is the answer to activate your... that's being announced, by the way. They'll probably have another White House written article. Jones claims they'll brain scan you to use your credit card. No, they'll just brain scan you and connect it to your bank account. And then once it's all tied to you, they can totally control everything you do, or you'll be blackballed from not being able to buy or sell, and that's the announcement they're making. Oh, haven't paid the IRS? You can't leave the U.S. They're trying to pass a bill. No judge, no jury? Now they're saying, by the way, we want the bill where you can't travel outside your state And we're going to have checkpoints like the border to leave your state. And we can always find more guys that, you know, were security at concerts to be cops who will treat you and your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Let emergency essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Keith Hudson, father of Katy Perry, minister and author of the new book, Looking and Seeing, a book about teaching you to learn how to look beyond your present situation and keep your eye on the prize. God is ready to display His glory in your life as well as in these last days, but it is going to take boldness for you to take the mask off and look at the people and situations the way God sees them, not the way man looks at them. We're going to talk about the corruption of youth through media And, of course, with all the corruption of Miley Cyrus and the rest of it, we're not going to talk a bunch about his daughter here today. I wanted to get him on because I heard he was a listener from, I think it was Dave Mustaine told me. But the point is, we contacted him. He was a listener. And I've read the book now. It's a short little book. Very interesting. Very informative. I wanted to get him on. He's on the road via cell phone. From his perspective to, you know, to talk about why the system he thinks is targeting the youth. And but specifically, sir, we didn't get you on about your daughter, but that'll be a big point of interest if I don't get it out of the way. There's been a lot of stuff in the media, just to get it out of the way, that people brought up saying that you said about your daughter that you didn't say. So I'd like to give you a chance to clear that up, but then give your take on general about the youth and what we see happening in society, sir.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to be on. I really count it a privilege, honor. Listen, I mean, I've been listening. Somebody told me about 2 years ago. They said, you got to hear this guy, Alex Jones. And they said this to me. He says, he tells the truth about what's really happening. And the minute I heard that, the word truth, because I'm a Christian and I read the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. So I said, well, I better hook it up. And then after that, it was history. I've been listening to you. I listen to you almost every day. I just say to your listeners, if you're a Christian, you should listen to this program because you really do. I appreciate, you know, you're out there like we all are out there. Of course, you know, we're in the public. We get blasted. For a lot of things that we say that are said that we said that we've never said or where'd they pick that up from. And but I commend you, Alex, and you know, I don't even feel you know, I'm capable to do this program because you've had so many incredible, I mean, incredible people of magnitude. I feel like a hot dog in a steak factory.
That's not true. Are you kidding? I read your book. Well, we got it a few days ago, and it's a great read. I agree with so much of it. It's really spot on from my humble perspective. But I'm interested because I've got two daughters and a son, and boy, they're great, but they're firecrackers of what they're going to do. You know, I think of the stuff I did when I was younger, and I'm a totally different person now than I was then. I was pretty bad. In fact, I was probably a lot worse than a lot of people you see in rock and roll and stuff on TV. But
join the crowd.
I think you're uniquely authorized to be in a perspective to be able to write a book about the youth today.
Yeah, you know, too, because of my daughter has given us a platform. I just let people know we don't use our daughter. I have a great relationship. I believe family first. I've been in the ministry 41 years. And family has always been first, and we protect each other, and we take time off for each other, even if our schedules are really busy. We spend all our vacation or Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all those, and because I really believe, you know, when the lights are off and the music is over and everybody's gone, the only thing you have is your family, and we need to really protect our family. And, you know, my daughter's out there. She's born at big and wide, and I mean, you know, but I have been given a platform for the youth, and I'm a little different. I'm not your, you'd say, your old school type preacher. You know, I've seen things a lot different. This generation is not looking for the church Jesus or a religious Jesus. They just want the real Jesus. And I share that with people, and I get the opportunity. God's given us platforms to go and talk to some mainline musicians and entertainers and stuff. I can't mention the names, but, you know, and they're all interested because, you know, what I share with them in general is just a real love. It's just not a bunch of rules and regulations. And, you know, I've been through a lot of different movements and seen where the church has just handed down a lot of things that never had to do with God, and it's run people off. So my basic message is a love that changed my life. And everybody is born to be loved, and everybody wants to be loved. And so we've had great opportunities. We're reaching this generation in such a great way. And they're listening.
They certainly are. Keith Hudson, stay there, keithhudson.com. The book, Looking and Seeing. I want to talk about what God sees versus what people that are in the world see. I want to get to gist of that with you on the other side and how we try to turn the youth around in this country. Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Well, we got Keith Hudson on with us. Looking and Seeing is the book, available at keithhudson.com. Katy Perry's father calls her a devil child in sermon report. That was, .org, excuse me. That was put out by the New York Daily News with no proof, no video. I want to give you the opportunity again here on air to explain that you didn't say that, and then what your view overall just of rock and roll and where it's all going and Molly Cyrus and all the rest of it. And then we're going to shift gears into overall where you think the state of the world is today, sir.
Well, Alex, that statement that came out about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I guess, and they said that I made the statement, I called my daughter a devil child, which is not true, and I would never do that. Like I said in the beginning of this talking, that my family's first, has always been first, never ministry, never work, and I believe we have to really realize that the only thing we do have is our family. And they're most important. And I know there's a lot of things that have been put out there on me. Not a lot, but like stuff on you that put out there that you said that you did say. But I can tell you for a fact, I did not ever say there's no proof. There's nothing on video, nothing on the
sure. Well, MSNBC says that I'm a deeply racist and can't show one clip of me saying anything racist. My lawyer said I could definitely win in court, but then I'd spend years probably beating him and tons of money. And, you know, they're so discredited, that's just the way it is. But specifically, obviously, I think God is going to use some of the trials and tribulations that people's children have, you know, to help them learn more. But also you have the prodigal son. I mean, I think of all the rock and roll out there that's so popular, your daughter's pretty tame compared to some of the stuff that other people are involved in. But specifically, because I have daughters, and I want to understand this from you, who are a lot younger, you know, five and nine. You know, you raise somebody Christian, they're a very successful singer as a Christian, and then obviously, you know, the big powerful worldly stuff comes in, and who can refuse when they're 18 years old or whatever, and then she gets married to Russell Brand, who I think is waking up and is a good guy overall. You said some stuff off air to me, you know, nice stuff, and again, we're not judging people's the point.
Yeah, we, like I said, I support my daughter. I've got a son and another daughter, and they're just as important to us, to me, as Katie is. And, you know, I just think, you know, the generation that we're living in, they really want to be loved and they want to worship, but they're running after all these musicians and everything. And unfortunately, you know, it's the wrong thing to look at. But
that's what I want to get into. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
You
go ahead.
Well, you know, it's very unique out there because, you know, we travel all over the world. This is our 41st year full-time in the ministry. We go to about 8 countries. And then we travel all over the United States. We're somewhere different in different place, different city, a different nation, almost every week. So I get a good perspective of what's taking place in this generation, and it's different. And you know, we have to learn. In my book, Looking and Seeing, I share that, and like you said, we have to start seeing this generation with our heart and not with our eyes, and quit judging people because of their tattoos or their earrings or the color of their hair. I was in the Yippie movement in the 60s, and you know, we were totally different. So everybody judges by their hair, and everybody judges because they're a tie-dye t-shirt stuff. But we have to approach people with love. That's what changes people's lives. And that's the gospel. I mean, I'm a minister, and you know, I get a lot of results because I don't come in with a lot of rules and regulations and a lot of stipulations and a lot of things you can't do, and you can't do this, you can't wear that, you can't go there, and you can't. And it's not God, period.
Well, all that does is being a Pharisee runs everybody off instead of bringing them in. Look what Christ did. The Pharisees were always, you're hanging out with hookers, you're hanging out with tax collectors, you're hanging out with fishmongers, you need to come up here and be with the elite. And he said, look, you go pray up on the top of the hill and show off and tell us how good you are all day. All you're doing is running people off.
Right. And that's what I think we've done in the past. I think it's changing, though. There's a real change going on, and I think there is, for this generation, there's a hunger to know the real God. There really is. There is. I see that in the young people. And once they connect, man, it's incredible, the passion and the things that are taking place. And I'm seeing it all over the world. I mean, all over. I mean, it's just been incredible.
I want to shift gears to your book because I have never been obsessed with celebrity. It's interesting to meet somebody that you admire, someone's book you read that was powerful, or a musician whose music you love, then it's interesting. But if I don't like your music, if I don't like your films, if I don't like your book, then I could care less about you. And I don't want to say mean things. I don't want to single out artists or filmmakers, but people that are popular, but I think is crud. I mean, I'd walk to the other side of the street not to meet you because you're probably an egomaniac and that's boring. And so getting past, kind of like Ashton Kutcher recently said, what's going to fulfill people is not caring about celebrity anymore and realizing that they're fulfilled and realizing that there's limited slots out there to be a celebrity and realizing there's a lot of baggage that comes with being that, and that Madison Avenue has sold the idea that these idols can fulfill you only so they can sell you a product when you're already basically fulfilled. And I think that's what your book basically says. And you know, you've had a bird's eye view of it. as well, and what it does to people, because I know that there's a spirit, and as a pastor, I want to hear what you think this is, sir. I want to give you the floor.
I've been around a lot of these celebrities, and some of them, I'll be honest with you, they're distasteful. Like you said, you don't want to be around them. They've got an attitude. There's so much into themselves. I can say about my daughter, I believe the reason my daughter is loved and is because she really loves people. She really does. And I've instilled that, my wife and I have instilled that in her life since she was a little girl. And she really cares about people. And I've always said, keep your feet on the ground, you know, because, you know.
Certainly. I mean, she comes off as a very sweet and passionate person. I wasn't from the oblique or an obtuse way talking about her. I'm specifically talking about in the full question. My question for you, Pastor, because I want your insight on this, is there's a spirit not in the celebrities, but in the general public who's looking for something. When they can already find, you know, God in their heart, people are looking and looking and going crazy all around me, believing they're going to become celebrities or they're going to become movie stars or they're going to become this and that. And there is this crazed spirit of narcissism sweeping the world right now that I really think is a spirit. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, I think it's the Antichrist spirit. Of course, has been released in the earth, and it comes in many different shapes and different forms. And you know, thing about this generation also, I notice is they're all caught up in the tweeting and Facebook and everything. And to be honest with you, a lot of them they don't know anything about what's really taking place in the real world. They just know about their friends and who's the latest pop singer, the latest song, and they're all into that. But most of them wouldn't even know if Moses came back on the earth. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just so caught up in the social media of themselves and the latest fad and the latest color. And it's crazy. And they, I mean, you ask them, but they know nothing about what's going on in our government. What's behind? They like the president because he's cool, you know, nothing. They don't research about all that, you know, to see what's really behind.
You just said it. It is a projection to cover up reality and get people obsessed with false reality so they can be enslaved.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's out there big time.
What do you make of the current state of the world where you've got where all the sides are being corrupt? Like it's wrong that Israel is helping Al-Qaeda attack Serbia, but it's wrong or helping Al-Qaeda. They did that as well, helping Al-Qaeda attack Syria. It's wrong that Iran is trying to fund Hezbollah to attack Israel. It's wrong that NATO is trying to help Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just all over the place. Where are the good guys?
Well, I tell you, there is some good guys, but they're hard to find. You're one of them. There's some voices out there. Paul says in the scriptures, there's many voices. But you know what? You have a voice, and you need to know that. And I know, you know, I'm coming from me, not very much of nothing, but I'm telling you, you're making an impact upon this nation. I believe this nation is like a spaceship on course. And it's running, I mean, it's crazy. But two, we have to realize, you know, your listeners are some that maybe don't believe in God, and those are probably a lot of them do, but it's Bible prophecy. Things are being set up for this end time, you know, and I can see it all taking place. And I think over the years, I've seen it, you know, I've seen Bible prophecy come to pass in the front page of the newspaper. Incredible.
I agree. And they use preachers that always put a date on it and they give it attention to discredit it. But look at the cashless society. Look at the world government. Look at Gog and Magog. Look at everything that Revelations predicts. How could a science fiction book from 2,000 years ago be so accurate?
I was in a movie just recently, and it was about the end, and I looked at my watch, and it wasn't a biblical movie. It was just a regular, I can't remember which one it was, but I said, you know what, some of these producers and things, they're forecasting what this could be like. I mean, they're seeing something, even in the movies, they're seeing something. And unfortunately, you know, that's why I think it's important that for us and I'm not preaching to your listeners, but, you know, we've got to walk with God, because I think things are going to get worse. I think, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom person, but you can just see it happening. I mean, we hear it when I listen to you and study other things and look around. I mean, it's just happening left and right, and it's happening, you know, really quick. So I just tell people, just get close to God and stay there, because that's the only security when it comes down to everything that we have.
I agree with you. And expanding on that, look at the flash floods that have killed at least three in Colorado. 30-foot surge of water, mud, rocks. The National Weather Service warns of biblical rainfall. That's a quote. Smashes record set in 1940. National Guard called in. Towns set curfews. Mass evacuations. Meanwhile, there'll be a flood and people won't even leave their house when they're told to, because they're busy watching MTV. And it really is like people that are dialed into pop culture do not even know that they're on a planet. They don't even know there's a world going on. They just think it's all the television, and those people on the screen have a life, and that they don't have a life. And what I'm saying is, no, we all have a life. We're all on a big spaceship in deep space. It's beautiful. God's creations are all around us, and there's so many people to work with and help and be good and just be loving and stand against evil.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do. I mean, I'm always reaching out. I mean, I you know, there's a lot of people out there that want, you know, I believe people are looking for good now. I think people are tired. I think this generation are tired of all the stuff. It's all the some of the songs and some of the stuff that's been out there for a number of years. I believe they're getting tired of darkness. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, out there in the 60s, and I was a radical hippie. I was actually a yippie. I was at a demonstrations, and I was at what you call a Timothy Leary bathtub acid prodigal son, and I was taking LSD and traveling around the country. And there was a lot of times in my life I was tired of the drugs. I was tired of the partying. I was tired of just, you know, I really wanted, and when I'd come across people that seemed like they had something good, had a light about them, you know what I mean? I'd gravitate toward them, and I think that's what made me go somewhat towards the Lord, because I'd run into these people that just say a few little things like, hey, God loves you, or he's got something special for you. They wouldn't preach to me or do anything or take me to church. They'd just say that, and it would just get a hold of me. And I think this generation really wants good stuff and, you know, good music. They want good music. I think, honestly, I think my daughter's song, this one just came out, is a very good song. And it's a clean, and it's not got a bunch of bump and grind and sex and rock and roll. And I think it's just a time that people are just wanting to see some more light.
No, I agree with you. I've got Drudge Report up right now. We can punch it up. It's crazy. There's a Netflix ad for Katy Perry, Part of Me, that just popped up. So here I am talking to Katy Perry's dad. You know, there's your daughter popping up there. And I know the short leash they keep celebrities on. I've been inside Hollywood at the highest levels, inside music at the highest levels, just by happenstance over the years. And I always found it fascinating to watch how it's mafioso and how they're running these people. And they tell them, you criticize Obama, you criticize gun control, we don't care if you're selling 5 million downloads a year, you're not going to be on the tour, you're going to be off the radio. Hollywood people, I've been there when they're threatened. I was there when Mark Cuban was threatened by the White House, and it came out years later in the New York Times. And I talked about before it came out in the New York Times, the White House said, we're going to put you in jail if you put out this 9/11 truth film. So I'm surprised your daughter's able to be as clean as she is with this devilish system running. And so, again, we're not judging her. I've been critical of the military propaganda film she was in. But that's so sophisticated, I don't think she probably even understood that. But what I was going to say is, imagine if not just Katy Perry, but other big celebrities that are listening, because they call me all the time. They're always scared to go public. Imagine if people just started going public and doing what they wanted. We could flip the system over. They try to keep celebrities in this worldly system on a short leash so they can control them to push their agenda. And I'm calling, as this global awakening happens, for celebrities across the board to start bucking the system however they can, because they can't shut everybody down. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, yeah, I believe that's true, and I believe that voice needs to go out, and people need to listen to it and hear it and do something about it. You know, you was talking about Dave Mustaine. We know him too, and we've even had Bible studies in his house, and he's really a type of person. Even though his music, you know, is a little bit different, he's really you know, really loves God and his wife, and even he was so kind to us a while back here. We was in a move. We were moving, and we were trying to find a house to buy. And so he said, "Hey, I've got this cabin, this beach cabin in Oceanside, California. He wants you and your wife just go stay there until you make your mind up." And so we went. And he was on your program the other month, I think it was, and he was speaking out. And, you know, he's got a voice.
Yeah, he certainly, they certainly persecuted him over it, but I'm not going to say any more. I mean, that's the amazing thing about it.
Right.
And in fact, it was Dave that told me you were a listener about a year ago and said I ought to contact you. You were a great guy. And then I heard about it. I said, hey, I ought to get that book. And then I read it, and I totally resonated with it. So now here you're here. So that's how that happened. But speaking of Dave, Dave was never what you'd call a devil worshiper. You know, this is he said in his own words here. But if you listen to his songs, they're almost prophetic. I'm a big Megadeth fan. And they're about the New World Order and the end of the world, because he grew up a Christian. And he and his wife, Pam, are people think of Dave Mustaine as the really mean guy that could beat up, like, you know, 10 people, really tough guy, really wild, all that stuff. Just like I was very similar to that when I was growing up. But now to know him, he is all about controlling his worldliness, being so loving, so good to people. And I've watched the world, I know him really good, mess with him too. And he knows that, and he's being good, and now he's getting all these blessings. But yeah, just an example. Just an example of he is such a sweetheart, and his wife is such a sweetheart, and his kids are such sweethearts, and they stay at our house and stuff when they come to town, that it's just amazing to, again, think of what Dave has become. And he was always an amazing person. But it's almost like there's such energy in youth that's why it's so easy for it to get out of control.
Right. You know, and I think, too, you know, always darkness tries to put out the light, you know, and you're always trying to do, you know, people like Dave and myself, you, when you're putting out the truth and you're trying to tell people, warn people, show people, make them aware of things, you know, we're going against the grain. I mean, if you're a Christian today, if Jesus is on your breath, or you speak that name, you're already, you're against you. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, it just that for some reason that's why I don't know why they don't, you know, because there's nothing wrong with. I mean, to have people, good people around you, is better than a bunch of people that are no good. And it's just when we're out there, you know, they don't like our opposition. I don't try to go preaching to these people. I just they see that I'm different, and I am alive.
Exactly, but it is. Well, don't short shrift yourself. For 40 years, as you said, you've been reaching out to millions of people very successfully, and tried to do it through your daughter's music, and then that went another direction. But I think it's going to end up coming back the other way, and that she's going to end up being bigger than ever, and as a mighty weapon against the New World Order and all these forces. And I think I already see that boomerang coming back around, sir.
Yes, I receive that. I do. I tell you, we pray a lot, my wife and I do, for a lot of things, you know, not just for our family, but for a lot of things that's going on. And I think that you got a lot of listeners that pray, too, really about for you and for what's going on in this world. And that's what really, you know, counts a lot. And it keeps us and helps us. So we got to stay on that course.
Well, Keith Hudson's written the amazing short book. I recommend everybody gets it. Looking and Seeing. Great for parents to read. Great for your children of any age, really, to read. I say above about 14, 15, they'll understand it. It's very well written. KeithHudson.org. I said com earlier. It's org.
Yeah, org.
Folks, oh, you bet. But absolutely. I mean, what you're here talking about is everything. And the best people I found have been the prodigal sons, like myself, yourself, Katie, obviously, Dave Mustaine. They've gone through the fire. They always had a good heart, but got caught a little bit, like we all do, by the devil's snares. But almost going through the fire makes our metal even better. And then when you get to know somebody now, I guess for like 6 years or so, Dave Mustaine and others, and then you just can't believe how genuine, good, and loving they are versus what the world tries to project they are. How the world hops on them if they have a crooked toenail. It shows you that the world is scared of good, loving Christian people, not the fake plastic church, but the real church that's in our heart that can revolutionize this world and bring us back from the brink of thermonuclear war. And no matter what happens, what do you say about the churches that say, don't worry about all the bad stuff that's happening? God will take care of it. Isn't it during these bad times that we should be working even more so that people know about the choice they have?
Oh, yeah. We've got to let people know that. You got to tell people the truth and let people know, because they're just going down that path of being led astray. And like you said a while back, we were all caught up into all kinds of things. But we've got to stay out there with our voice. And like I said, you have a voice, and others, Dave, and I myself, and there's many, many more. A lot of the people you've had on your program have a voice. We just have to keep, speaking that voice into the what's going on in this world, the truth. People got it, the truth. You were born to know the truth. Your spirit wants to know. They don't want to hear all this, but your spirit, because God created us, it wants to hear the truth. And when somebody does speak the truth, they go, oh, yeah, that's what called me listening to you. Somebody told me, he speaks the truth. You got to listen to this guy. So I turned you on, and what you were saying was, and it registered in my spirit. Bam, it's over 2 years now, and, I never thought, I would never think I would be on your program. This is shocking to me. I'm gonna have to, shut down after this, because I'm really honored that you would even give me the time of day.
Well, sir, what you've done is very important, and I've seen Russell Brand, who I've gotten a chance to talk to off air, and he listens to the show, and he's been listening for a long time, and that's helped, I think, wake him up to a certain degree, and I think he's on a trajectory to really become a powerful voice for liberty, period. Same thing with your daughter, and the Mustangs just told me what a wonderful person you were, and then I read your book, and it was very touching to me, looking and seeing, and so that's why you've been here, and I've seen your speeches, too, online. You're a powerful speaker. You're being very humble here today, sir. People can find your speeches and work and where you're going to be speaking at KeithHudson.org, and we just want to thank you for what you're doing, and also wanted you to be able to set the record straight on where you stand on your daughter, because who are we to judge anybody? I think we can judge the people, people that are actively out there doing bad, but people that are just a little off the path, it's our job to help get them back on the path. Lord knows I'm off the path. I mean, I've got a big heart and love God, but I've also got a very big dark side, and we all do, and so we got to deal with that.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me on. We pray for you. We're going to continue. And I tell people all the time about your program. I get you some listeners. I even told a bunch today that I'm just going to do an interview with you. And so I'm getting them plugged in. That's what we got to do. Get people plugged in. The more people hear, the more. And so I really appreciate you. And I'll definitely, my wife and I will pray for you. And thank you for allowing me to be on.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I need the prayers right now. Got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. We're at a critical juncture, so there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with the enemy. Please pray for us, sir, and I'll pray for you. And when you're next in Texas, I'd like to have you in studio, sir.
Yeah, I'd love to come. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Keith. Amazing. Let me say bye to you here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.